From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns begins the final message in this series of studies in Psalm 138. The text is the final phrase of verse 8, "Forsake not the works of thine own hands." These words remind us of Paul's confession of unshakable faith found in Philippians 1 verse 6, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." There is no question but that God's people will pass through trials and sufferings in this life. This is the oft-repeated testimony of Scripture. Yet, even in the midst of the deepest darkness, believers in Jesus Christ can say with the prophet Micah, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." The Lord God will indeed perfect that which concerns his people. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, God's High Places. The text is Psalm 91 and verse 14. "I will set him on high, because he hath known my name." Does the Lord say this to me? Yes, if I have known his name. Blessed be the Lord, I am no stranger to him. I have tried him, and proved him, and known him, and therefore do I trust him. I know his name as a sin-hating God, for by his Spirit's convincing power I have been taught that he will never wink at evil. But I also know him as the sin-pardoning God in Christ Jesus, for he has forgiven me all trespasses. His name is Faithfulness, and I know it, for he has never forsaken me, though my troubles have multiplied upon me. This knowledge is a gift of grace, and the Lord makes it to be the reason why he grants another grace gift, namely, setting on high. This is grace upon grace. Observe that if we climb on high, the position may be dangerous. But if the Lord sets us there, it is safe. He may raise us to great usefulness, to eminent experience, to success in service, to leadership among workers, to a father's place among the little ones. If he does not do this, he may set us on high by nearer fellowship, clear insight, holy triumph, and gracious anticipation of eternal glory. When God sets us on high, Satan himself cannot pull us down. Oh, that this may be our case all through this day.
He leadeth
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What is the unpardonable sin? Or, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. This morning we come to the end of the studies in Psalm 138. The last verse and the last part of the verse climaxes with this great petition: forsake not the works of thine own hands. True prayer rests on a firm foundation. It is not the counsel of desperation, as if to say, when all else fails, try praying. It is not the wheel of despair, as if you were crying down a deep, dark hole with no real expectation that there is anyone there to hear you or to help you. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. When all else fails, when you've reached the end of all human ability and human resources, when your heart is tempted to sink into despair, it is good and it is right to turn to the Lord in prayer. Although that's not the only time to turn to the Lord in prayer. What I'm saying is that though a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ may be walking in darkness and hardly know which way to turn, indeed hardly know how to pray and what to pray in the will of God, though he is in such circumstances, his praying still stands on a sure foundation. You read the words of this 8th verse, and you will see that the words of our text are immediately preceded by the words, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever." The foundation of all true prayer is first and foremost the obvious reality: the Lord is. Hebrews 11 verse 6 tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Not just as a philosophical point of dogma, but as something grasped by faith deep within the soul. The Lord is. And he is Lord over all in heaven, in earth, or in hell. That is the ultimate foundation upon which prayer rests. He is working, whether we can see it and appreciate it or not. He is fulfilling his purpose, whether we can understand the way that he is taking or not. He has our good in mind, whether our circumstances seem to say that or not. And he will bring to a glorious perfection everything that concerns us. His mercy endureth forever. I would invite you to take a concordance sometime and just take note of how frequently that statement is made in Scripture. Take your concordance, and I think you will be amazed to see how frequently and under what circumstances this expression is made. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. And the constant repetition of that sentiment is in Scripture because we, and I think every one of us in our own conscience, looking back in our own lives, will immediately admit to this. We lose sight of that so very, very easily. We are immediately beset with difficulties, and the very immediacy of the difficulties would so press in upon us that we can see beyond nothing, or beyond them to nothing else. But the Lord is saying, however hedged about your way may seem with affliction or trouble or trial, however confused your thinking in whatever subject, never forget this. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. So there is mercy now, just as surely as when God sent the Son into the world. Just as certainly as when the Lord Jesus went to the grave of Lazarus and told him to rise and thereby wipe the tears away from the faces of his family. Just as surely as when our Savior died on the cross, and when he rose again, and when he poured out his Spirit, and when he sent his church out on a mission of revival, those were mighty evidences of mercy. But there is mercy today, just as certainly for you and me, whatever our circumstances. These are the pillars, as it were, on that great foundation on which we build our prayer lives. But in this text, verse 8, there is one particular foundation which stands out. And I want you to notice it carefully. It is the promise of God. The first part of verse 8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. I am not going to repeat what I said last week on that text, except to say that ultimately it means the Lord will finish what he has begun. He will bring to perfection and to completion that which he has commenced. He will perfect that which concerneth me. Now, at the end of the verse, the psalmist takes that promise and he cries, forsake not the works of thine own hands. In other words, this is a prayer, Lord, do precisely what you have said you will do. And you know, that's an important truth that we must never forget. True prayer rests on the foundation of what the Lord is and on what the Lord has said. That's the foundation of all praying. Now, it's nice to feel a certain way when you pray. It's nice to have what Christians call liberty in prayer. It's nice to have a warm emotion in prayer. All those things are very comforting, and there is a place for them. But they are not the foundations of prevailing prayer. The foundation of prayer is the Lord himself. What is he? What has he said? When David grasped that clearly, he was able to pray, even though he was walking in the midst of trouble. What he was saying is what he said in another place. Remember the word upon which thou hast caused thy servant to hope. Remember the promise that you've given me. And, O Lord, do what thou hast said. Thou hast said thou wilt perfect that which concerneth me. Thou wilt bring to completion what thou hast begun. Thou wilt finish what thou hast commenced. O Lord, forsake not the works of thine own hands. His cry essentially was, Lord, arise. so often in the prayers of the psalmist and of the prophets, they will invoke the metaphor of sleeping. And they will say, Lord, why sleepest thou? Lord, awake to my good. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. These are expressions that come up again and again in the praying of these mighty men of God. And here David is praying along the same line, and he's saying, in effect, Lord, arise and show thyself for what thou really art, and fulfill thy word unto thy servant. In many ways, that's the basic cry of every believer. What do you need in your life? What do I need in mine? What do we need in this church? What do we need in the Free Presbyterian Church? We need God to arise and show us what he really is. To take this out of the realm of mere dogma, mere profession, to take it beyond the realm of mere words, and let us have a demonstration of what God is by what God does. Let God arise and fulfill his word. Quite simply, our text then is a cry from the heart for the presence and power of God to be unfailingly displayed on behalf of his people. Now, in the context, that's the strict force of the text. The work of God's hands, however, may have a much wider sense and include everything that God has done. Everything he's done is ultimately the work of his hands. And in that wide sense, the text has a wonderful lesson. You remember the words of Solomon in Ecclesiastes 3:14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. There's an eternity to the working of God. There's an immutability to the working of God. As the psalmist says in the 33rd Psalm, verse 11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. The idea here is that the purposes that God has for his creation, the purposes he has for this world, the purposes he has for mankind in general, and for you in particular, will be fulfilled. And when the psalmist is saying, if we take the idea of the works of thine own hands in the widest sense, remember, O Lord, thy whole creation, remember thy purposes for this mighty creation that thou hast brought into being, and forsake it not.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.